This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
October is a National Pride Month, and today we celebrate a story of courage. A story of courage is what we're celebrating today. We're zooming into the journey of Thato Kgobe, who was born a male, but has transitioned into being a female, and fully so. So much so that Thato has a new ID recognizing her as female.
Morning. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to Capricorn FM. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning, Paul. And good morning to Capricorn listeners, as well as good morning, Mr. Jones. Thank you for having me.
What Mr. Jones said about now that you have an ID recognizing you as a female, is it a thing? Like afterwards, after the whole thing, was it a difficult process to get the ID?
Yes, it was very difficult because Remember the legal gender recognition in South Africa has not really made an inclusion towards queer people. Uh-huh. So it's quite a long journey. I've applied my ID back in 2022 and I've only received my new ID this month in 2025.
This month?
Yes.
Well, congratulations, I order then.
Thank you.
How did you feel looking down at your ID? Because that is like the final frontier. Looking at your ID. First of all, your ID pic. How is it? Because all of us are complaining about ID pic. Please tell me it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Because I showed the ID after I done or completed my gender affirmation treatment.
Okay.
So obviously it looks more feminine than the way I do identify myself as.
Okay.
So your voice.
Yes.
It has always been like that.
No.
Before you transition.
No.
So you transition the voice as well.
Because an affirmation treatment obviously changes everything from physical body, the looks, the voice, the skin, and everything on my physical look.
All right. First thing first, your story and how that transition actually, came about.
It has been something that was within me. Mm. You don't literally wake up and start to feel like you want to transition the next day. Mm. I've always grew up identifying myself as female. I've always confirmed myself to female gender norms. From my preschool back at Progressive when I was still in grade R, I'd be comfortable utilizing females' bathrooms. I'll be comfortable playing with females. Mm. I've never identified myself or saw myself as man. Mm. So the journey has started from the youngest age. However, the journey on gender affirmation treatment is when I only got to have a knowledge and information on the affirmation treatment at a later stage.
Girl, I just want to say something there. You know, when I leave this thing, male privilege. You just decided to leave the male privilege and join us here with the injustices, girl. What I want to join the fight. Do you know how we are fighting as women, Mara?
I've never identified myself as a man. I've never seen or saw myself as male. I've always conformed myself to female gender norms. I've always identified myself as female. Okay. You cannot just decide today that you want to live with albinism, or you cannot just decide today that you want to be a person living with disability. It's something that it's within you, in you, and to embrace it, it's up to you how you feel, and also how the freedom of expression, are you allowing it to prevail?
Mm.
So maybe for somebody, sorry, Ms. Jones.
No problem.
I want to understand, do you now identify as a woman or a trans? Like, as how do you identify?
I identify as female.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
However, I don't have a problem with my gender identity as a transgender woman, because
transgender,
it's a gender that I've
woman.
Always been identifying as.
Okay.
However, my pronouns are she and I conform to female gender norms.
Okay. All right.
Madam, when you look at people who actually transitioned genders around the world, globally, they're facing a number of hardships. What is the status quo with you?
The first thing, Mr. Jones, is the issue on stigma and discrimination. Mm-hmm. We cannot shy away with the fact that a lot of people still lack sensitization towards LGBTQIA+ human rights. And the next thing is the issue on legal gender recognition, where now the Department of Home Affairs take it very much difficult to process the issue on gender marker changes towards transgender people or even intersex people. Again, various issues like the school uniform guideline policy, where now in schools or at various academic institutions, our very own queer learners are not comfortable putting on a school uniform designated for a specific gender or sex. Mm. So these are some of the issues that we face at the ground level. However, there are various organizations at the ground level making sure that there is inclusivity created in the mainstream for LGBTQIA+ persons to be part of the society and be treated equally with each and every person.
All right.
Have you accepted that your life available always have to be educational? You have to be in teacher mode educating people? Like, do you ever get a moment where you're like, Gugulang kila pili.
No ways. I am a free spirit, and also I feel more comfortable disclosing because I feel like the more it comes from someone with a lived experience, it's better than you trying to go on Google or give or having information from someone external in other provinces. So for me, it has always been an activism within me that has always allowed me to teach and also inform people out there and also give more knowledge about the LGBTQIA plus human rights, particularly with myself as a transgender woman. I feel like my story needs to be told, and for someone out there might also learn from my story.
Why do you wish that South Africans, maybe Limpopo, you know, let's just keep it here, Morai, in the province, people understood about transgender people like yourself and those that are looking to transition, whether from female to male or male to female? Like, what do you wish we understood?
I wish we understood the fact that there's a difference between gender and sex. And the minute we get that into our very own heads, it's for the better. Because right now, sex has got nothing to do with sexual orientation. Sex has got nothing to do with gender identity. I can identify myself as an opposite sex, however, born or assigned at birth with a male genital anatomy. Mm-hmm. That has got nothing to do with who I say I am and who I express myself as or who I identify myself as. So I wish society could shift the narrative of the cisnormative way of thinking that a man must be in this manner, behave in this manner, wear this kind of an outfit. A woman should behave in this manner, put on this particular outfit. You know, we should shift from that particular cisnormative norm so that we can have a free freedom of expression.
Sure. You know what? This it deserves to be such a long conversation, but we're out of time. And we wanted to bring you in studio because we wanted to celebrate your courage. It's been a long journey, like what you've been saying. It's been a long journey. And thank you for keep on telling your story proudly, boldly, you know, courageously, and we want to encourage you to keep on telling that story because your representation matter. You are representing somebody right now who's listening, and they're not as brave as you, and we hope that your story will comfort them, if it won't maybe encourage them to do something, but at least it'll offer them comfort. So thank you for coming to studio. I appreciate your time. That's LGBTQI activist Tato Hobe.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.